A very good evening, Zimbabwe. It's 17 hours, 20 UTC, 7:20 p.m. in Zimbabwe on Sunday, May the 22nd, 2016. You are listening to Studio 7 live from the Voice of America in Washington. Thank you for joining us this Sunday evening live from Washington. I'm Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye. Amongst our top stories this evening, as Africa and Zimbabwe prepare to celebrate Africa Day Wednesday, ZANU-PF says its preparations to stage a million men march to show solidarity to President Robert Mugabe are at an advanced stage.
We decided to do our solidarity march on the 25th of May, you know, looking at where the President, Comrade RSG Mugabe, has taken us from, where we are now and where we are going.
But the opposition MDCT says ZANU-PF should call off the march and concentrate on challenges facing the country.
That is just a complete and utter waste of resources, Marvelous. Because when you look at it, the so-called 1 million men march is actually meant to massage the ego of President Robert Mugabe.
Another opposition grouping, Zimbabwe People First, led by former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, says it is concentrating on setting up its structures ahead of its Congress later this year.
We as a party, we are growing in numbers on a daily basis since we are currently mobilizing people on the ground. And I tell you, on a day-to-day basis, we are receiving ex-members from ZANU-PF, MDC, and other members who were not politically active.
And women and girls are urged to be vigilant when they receive job offers from foreign lands to avoid human trafficking.
I would like to urge my fellow women and also our daughters and some of our sons as well, that these lucrative jobs that are being advertised, a so-called greener pastures, sometimes don't turn up to be green.
And as usual, we give you the Youth Forum with Tsatenda Gumbo. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. As Africa and Zimbabwe prepare to celebrate Africa Day Wednesday, ZANU-PF says its preparations to stage a million men march to show solidarity to President Robert Mugabe are at an advanced stage. ZANU-PF Youth League member Tongai Kasukwere tells us more.
For us, I mean, we've taken this day, the 25th of May, it's Africa Day. We decided to do our solidarity march on the 25th of May, you know, looking at where the President, Comrade RSG Mugabe, has taken us from, where we are now and where we are going. We are appreciating the leadership and the vision of His Excellency, who has led the country to the next level of independence through overseeing the revolutionary redistribution of the basic means of production. So the ZANU-PF Youth League is basically saying that legacy has got to be celebrated. That legacy has got to be something that we need each and every young person here in Zimbabwe to look up to. And also, the ZANU-PF Youth League is not blind to the realities of what is happening in the country. We are saying we need to mobilize for the economic empowerment of young people by bringing to account our own government and also implementing the vision that the president has called for, an empowered society and a growing economy. And you'll find this in our document, the Zimbabwe Agenda for Socio-Economic Transformation, the ZIMASET document. So we are saying, I mean, this is a day where we can sit with our president. We are not people to go to press conferences and be shouting at our own government. No, we've got an opportunity to meet with our leadership. We've got an opportunity to celebrate our leadership. And through that opportunity which is given to us, we can also articulate some of the challenges the people the young people of Zimbabwe are facing in a much more civilized manner, not to stand on top of a roof and, be doing megaphone diplomacy. That's not the way we operate.
That was ZANU-PF Youth League member Tongai Kasukwere. But the opposition MDCT says it begs to differ, saying ZANU-PF should call off the march and concentrate on challenges facing the country. MDCT spokesman Obert Gutu tells us more.
That is just a complete and utter waste of resources, Marvelous. Because when you look at it, the so-called 1 million men march is actually meant to massage the ego of President Robert Mugabe. We all know that it is a matter of the manifestation of the serious factional divisions and factional fights within ZANU-PF. where one faction, the so-called G40 faction, is trying to flex its muscle against the so-called Jim Lacoste faction. This has absolutely nothing to do with the betterment of the lives of the people of Zimbabwe, who, as you know, 4 million of whom are already facing the horrifying spectra of starvation. We are actually saying as the MDC, this is a complete and utter waste of resources, and we actually call upon ZANU-PF to call off this utterly purposeless so-called 1 million men march. We are saying the 25th of May every year, we know that it's actually known this part of the world as Africa Day. We know that it commemorates the day the then Organization of African Unity, the OAU, was formed in the city of Addis Ababa in Ethiopia. So at the very best, what the government should be doing is simply to have a very low-key commemoration of the 53rd anniversary of the formation of the then OAU, which is now known as the AU or the African Union.
That was MDCT spokesman Obet Gutu in New York here in the United States. Another opposition grouping, Zimbabwe People First, led by former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, says it is concentrating on setting up its own structures ahead of its Congress later this year. Edward Kachepa of Zimbabwe People First tells us more.
We as a party, we are growing in numbers on a daily basis since we are currently mobilizing people on the ground. And I tell you, on a day-to-day basis, we are receiving ex-members from ZANU-PF, MDC, and other members who were not politically active. We are growing as a party, dealing with our structures. We have managed to deal with provincial structure. Now we are looking forward to the provincial structure, and we are looking forward to a conquest maybe sometime in September, so as to solidify all the efforts that we need to do so as to remove the Robert Mugabe-led regime.
ZANU-PF is planning a 1 million men march this week. What's your view?
ZANU-PF has always been ZANU-PF, you know. To me, it's a conspiracy whereby someone within the party that is ZANU-PF is trying to please his master with nothing. Because that 1 million march won't benefit any Zimbabwean from the street. It won't benefit Zimbabwe economically. We are saying they are going to spend over 3 million on such an activity. Yet we are saying people are dying of hunger. There is no food in the country. We endured the El Nino drought. There's no food in the rural areas. And also the industry is down. There's no production in the industries. Yet they're saying they need to ponder $3 million on such an activity. Who would want to, unlike ZANU-PF, you should compare it to the current Tanzanian president. He's reducing expenditure. Necessary expenditure is reducing. Unlike ZANU-PF, they are just spending only to instill fear in other parties like Zimbabwe People First. They think if they force people to come to attend such a march, the other parties will be scared of them. But no, I tell you, it's very wrong, because the people who will be marching, who will be participating on that day, they are going to ferry them from the rural areas. They are going to force them to come for that march. And those people who will be marching, I tell you, there are people who are hungry. There are people from the street who don't have food, who don't have jobs. They don't have anything. They are being forced by ZANU-PF to do things not willingly. So we are saying ZANU-PF is insane, and the ones who are behind that, they are conspiring only to please their leader. But the country is suffering. We need things that will grow the economy. We need things that will benefit each and every Zimbabwean.
That was Edward Kachepa of Zimbabwe People First in Harare. Women and girls have been urged to be vigilant when they receive job offers from foreign lands to avoid human trafficking.
My name is Beata Nyampinga. I represent Koromonzi West constituency, which is Bembosha Chinamora Tribal Trustlands in Koromonzi. I'm a chairperson of the Portfolio Committee on Women Affairs, Gender and Community Development. I would like to urge my fellow women and also our daughters and some of our sons as well, that these lucrative jobs that are being advertised, the so-called greener pastures, sometimes don't turn up to be green. Please, whenever you hear advertisements that are done advertising these jobs outside Zimbabwe, it's better to consult the relevant government department to do that job and find out that is it viable and is it true, so that they can also verify with the government that you are going to, so that you are protected before you go. And you are even presented to go if those jobs don't exist. Be wary of these employment agencies who are making money by using us women and using our girls, knowing very well that where these girls are going, they are not going to take up the type of jobs they've been told. There will be other jobs that they will do. There is no clarity in job description of these jobs that are being advertised by some of registered and unregistered employment agencies, including even the churches whose names are being involved in the human trafficking of persons to these countries, more of the Arab countries like Kuwait, Saudi Arabia, and China, and so many of them, I can't mention all of them. Whatever country you hear, wanting people to work for them, and whatever job they are offered to you outside of Zimbabwe, don't avoid your government. Consult your government. Find out which is the relevant department that deals with the issue before you or the job that is offered to you.
That was Beata Nyampinga, ZANU-PF parliamentarian for Goromonzi West. The Secretary General of the Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, Raymond Majongwe, has castigated proposed plans by government of testing primary school children in Zivarasekwa 5 of HIV/AIDS. The testing was postponed last week after protests from rights groups. Jonga Kandemiri speaks to Majongwe on the issue.
While the initiative is positive, as an organization, we are very worried because such processes are very sensitive matters. We need all stakeholder involvement. It does not need one organization or one individual, no matter how powerful they are, because we are dealing with human beings, with children. We need the express permission of the children who are either the parents, guardians, or those in local parentage of these children before we tamper with their head or their blood. It would be very wrong for anybody to simply think that whatever initiative they are doing, whatever landmarks we want to score within the region, no matter how good they are, we need stakeholder involvement. It would be very wrong, if not criminal, to go about abusing the rights of these children. They must be protected. And we need to be able to deal with them in the event that things get wrong. Some of the kids will be stigmatized, they will be avoided by others. Some will be tempted to go for suicide, and it would be very bad, because we must be able to create the proper safety net that is then going to address these children once they are tested.
But we understand that the parents and the guardians of these children were consulted first.
That is a serious gross misrepresentation of fact. Writing a letter to a parent and saying sign or accompany your child is not what we want. We want people to treat us as human beings. We want respect. We want people to serve us. This initiative belongs to make sure that we interact with our society. The parents of these children are not in Kuwait. They are not in Singapore. They are in Zivarasekwa. They are in Budiriwe. Why don't you make time to explain the positives and negatives, the pros and cons of testing children? Have we dealt with the psyche of these children? Once they are going to be told that they are positive, and then what? How are they going to react to their peers in class? How are they going to react to their teachers? How are they going to react to their parents? We want to deal with all that. They still even allow me. Very soon we are going to be told that all teachers line up, we are going to test you for HIV and AIDS.
That was the Secretary General of the Progressive Teachers Union of Zimbabwe, Raymond Majongwe, speaking with the Studio 7's Jonga Kandemiri. Coming up, the Youth Forum with Tatenda Gumbo.
You are now listening to the Youth Forum, your forum focusing on your issues. Today I'm gladly joined by Christian Mudiwa, who is the spokesperson of World Merit Zimbabwe, our recently chosen among many youths internationally to come here to New York for the Merit 360 program. Christian, thank you for joining me today on the Youth Forum.
Thank you very much.
Tell me more about this program, Merit 360.
Merit 360 is one of the biggest program that has been hosted by World Merit. Basically, World Merit is a global community where young leaders from across the globe meet, addressing challenges that they'll be facing in their countries. And it's going to be held at the New York in August. So fortunately, 5 Zimbabwean young leaders have been selected to participate in the program. And these include myself, Christian Mudiwa, Messi Chachkoka, Anoziva Marindire, Chakudwa Chinotungamira, and Kovin Mawarire. So for the 5 of us, we have projects that we are addressing.
What exactly will the Merit 360 program be focusing on?
This program basically will be addressing the United Nations Sustainable Development Goals. As you understand, there are 17 Sustainable Development Goals. So each and one of us is addressing each SDG.
And which projects are you guys specifically targeting?
I'll start with mine. I'm addressing the UN Sustainable Development Goal number 6, which is clean water and sanitation. Kovin Mawarire is addressing UN SDG number 8, which is decent work and economic growth. Mercy Chachkoka is addressing SDG number 1, no poverty. Chakudwa Chinotungamira is addressing UN SDG number 1, no poverty. And Anoziva Marindire is addressing UN SDG number 13, climate change.
And why did you guys select these particular SDG goals?
What happened is from all the other youth members here, all of them, they come from different backgrounds, different faculties, and they've got their own certain particular projects they are passionate about in addressing. For example, I can say for me, when I identified my SDG that I was addressing, it is because I had realized that in Zimbabwe, people were drinking contaminated water, which was causing loss of lives of people and also typhoid and cholera and stuff. So after realizing a national crisis, I then thought of coming up with an initiative.
Christian, looking forward to your trip. I understand you guys are looking for funding. Tell us more about that.
As World Merit Zimbabwe, we are pleading to the nation to assist us in getting the funding to attend the Merit 360 program. Fortunately for us, 87% of the cost has been catered for, has been covered by World Merit, and we are left with 18%. So for the 5 of us to be able to go to represent Zimbabwe in New York, there is need for 11,000 for the 2 weeks that we'll be staying in New York. So we are kindly appealing to every Zimbabwean or even any other people who might be able to assist to help us to be able to share our dreams and also to be able to address national crises that we are facing and just to have the platform to air out our views.
And for those who are interested in donating, Christian, where can they go?
We have got a fundraising page that we have. We'll share with you for people who can actually donate online. Our fundraising page is www.totalgiving.co.uk/mypage/Merit360Zimbabwe. Our fundraising page is www.totalgiving.co.uk/mypage/Merit360Zimbabwe.
As young people in your organization, World Merit Zimbabwe, how important has it been for you guys to focus on the issue of SDGs?
It has been important because what we just need at the end of the day is we want to implement change where we feel that we can be able to participate. For example, just improving quality of life and standards of living of people. That is what we want at the end of the day. We just want to put a smile on people's faces.
And with that, I want to thank you so very much for joining me today on the Youth Forum.
Thank you very much.
That was Christian Mudiwa, spokesperson of World Merit Zimbabwe, joining me today on the Youth Forum. This is Tatenda Gumbo, and make sure you join me next time.
That's the news in English from Studio 7 this Sunday evening. This is Marvelous Mhlanga Nyahuye in Washington, wishing you a pleasant evening, a very good night, and a great week ahead.